even a bamboo cane. But a cane is unnecessary. The sanctity of the place of knowledge is observed by everyone. Everyone but me, you might say.
Good morning, Adu,
I said as the gateman swung the wrought iron open for me. Though I was a glorified sweeper and fetch-it man, I had status. I appeared to enjoy the favor of some of the Badrilok. Status and caste grew more important as Taglios became more crowded and resources grew less plentiful. Caste has become much more rigidly defined and observed in just the last 10 years. People are desperate to cling to the little that they have already. Likewise, the trade guilds have grown increasingly powerful. Several have raised small private armed forces that they use to make sure immigrants and other outsiders do not trample on their preserves, or that they sometimes hire out to temples or others in need of justice. Some of our brothers have done some work in that vein. It generates revenue and creates contacts and allows us glimpses inside otherwise closed societies. Outside, the library resembles the more ornate Guni temples. Its pillars and walls are covered with reliefs, recalling stories both mythical and historical. It is not a huge place, being just 30 yards on its long side and 60 feet the other way. Its main floor is elevated 10 feet above the surrounding gardens and monuments, which themselves cap a small knoll. The building proper is tall enough that inside there is a full-size hanging gallery all the way around at the level where a second floor should be. Then an attic of sorts above that, plus a well-drained basement below the main floor. I find that interior much too open for comfort. Unless I am way down low or way up high, everyone can watch what I am doing. The main floor is an expanse of marble brought from somewhere far away. Upon it, in neat rows, stand the desks and tables where the scholars work, either studying or copying decaying manuscripts. The climate is not conducive to the longevity of books. There is a certain sadness to the library, a developing air of neglect. Scholars grow fewer each year. The protector does not care about the library because it cannot brag that it contains old books full of deadly spells. There is not one grimoire in the place. Though there is a lot of very interesting stuff, if she bothered to look. But that sort of curiosity is not part of her character. There are more glass windows in the library than anywhere else I have ever seen. The copyists need a lot of light. Most of them these days are old and their sight is failing. Master Santaraxita often goes on about the library having no future. No one wants to visit it anymore. He believes that has something to do with the hysterical fear of the past that began to build soon after the rise of the Shadow Masters, when he was still a young man. Back when fear of the Black Company gained circulation, before the company ever appeared. I stepped into the library and surveyed it. I loved the place. In another time, I would gladly have become one of Master Centaraxita's acolytes, if I could have survived the close scrutiny endured by would-be students. I was not Guni. I was not high caste. The former I could fake well enough to get by. I had been surrounded by Guni all my life. But I did not know